Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Edna Bay, a tiny community on its own large island near Prince of Wales Island.
My name is Myla Polstra, and I am the treasurer and grants administrator in Edna Bay. Edna Bay community is on the northwest end of Prince of Wales Island, and we have a population of about 63 people. It varies. We're on the southern end of the Tongass National Forest, and it is a rainforest here. I mean, we're right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean, so we have a maritime climate. We're actually very remote. We're on a separate island from Prince of Wales called Kosciuszko Island. We don't have a lot of infrastructure. We have a church and a school and a store and post office and our state harbor facility. Well, we are in the process of our municipal incorporation. The 16th of September, we should know whether or not we are going to become a second-class city. We have some infrastructure challenges that we're facing here that we could not deal with in our nonprofit status. We didn't have the legal standing to be able to deal with those issues. And incorporation will allow us to have a government that functions better for the community itself. When I first moved here, one of the ladies that has since become a very close friend of mine kind of laughed and said, well, welcome to the family. And that's, in a lot of ways, what it's like in a community this size.
Myla Polstra is a treasurer for Edna Bay. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Monica Goki, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from across the state. I'm Margaret Friednauer.
And that's all for this edition of Alaska News Nightly. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lori Townsend. Good night.